All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your Thanksgiving Eve edition of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, coming to you tonight from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. We have 10 matches on the card tonight, being capped off by the American heavyweight title on the line again. Macho Man Randy Savage defending the title once again against superstar Bill Dundee. But we've got a lot of matches to get to before that. First one, well, the first couple being the Rock and Roll RPMs facing off against the Nightmares. You know, of course, the only problem is that we can't have it just be these two teams, can we? The Stud Stable attacks the RPMs in the locker room. The Stud Stable slams Lane into the locker room door. They drill Mike into the concrete floor with a spike pile driver. The Stud Stable leaves triumphant. They head toward the ring. Fuller grabs the microphone and challenges the Nightmares to a match. He proclaims their destruction of the RPMs, but they want to get rid of the Nightmares as well. The Nightmares make their way down to the ring. The two tag teams stand toe-to-toe in the middle of the ring. Golden throws the first punch on Danny. The two teams brawl until the RPMs and the Southern Rockers rush the ring. The four top tag teams in the Illinois Tag Team Division are in a Mexican standoff until Hot Stuff begins to play. Eddie and Missy come out to the entrance ramp. Eddie proclaims that everyone in the ring is at the risk of being suspended for being blithering idiots. Eddie proclaims that the Stud Stable needs to leave the ring if they want to have another match in the PWA. The Southern Rockers have no need to be in the ring either. They have 10 seconds to leave the ring before they are stripped of their titles. Begrudgingly, the Stud Stable and the Southern Rockers leave on opposite sides of the ring. The Nightmares and the RPMs are left in the ring. The Stud Stable makes their way up the aisle and stand before Eddie. They try to intimidate Eddie, but the Heatseekers quickly come out to flank Eddie. Fuller starts to make some bluster about the Stud Stable's superiority in the tag team division, but the Heatseekers laugh at them. The Heatseekers and the Stud Stables brawl on the entrance ramp. The Southern Rockers also get involved in the mix with the other two teams. Security comes out and separates the three tag teams around the entrance ramp and take them all back to the dressing room. In the ring, Mike and Wayne leave the ring to let their tag team partners have their match because it's supposed to be Tommy Lane versus Danny Davis. They take up positions in opposite corners. Jerry Calhoun calls for the bell. Lane and Danny have a good match against each other. Calhoun tries to keep his eye on the tag team partners, telling them that they will have their moment soon. Wayne and Mike stay out of the match for the most part. Mike climbs onto the ring apron and takes a swing at Danny, but Danny ducks. Lane charges Danny from behind, but he nails Mike with a running knee lift. Danny takes Lane down with a swinging neckbreaker for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner is Nightmare Danny Davis. Well, Ken Wayne climbs into the ring as he takes on Mike Davis. The Nightmares double-team Lane until Mike makes his way back into the ring. Mike clears Danny out of the ring. Mike and Wayne have a great match. Wayne tries to make his mark as a high flyer, but Mike nails him with a dropkick as he goes for a flying body press. Mike takes over from that moment. Mike makes Wayne submit to an abdominal stretch with a little assistance from Lane in a time of 9 minutes, 3 seconds. Your winner is Rock and Roll RPM Mike Davis, splitting it between the two teams this week. Danny Davis tries to explain the interference, but Calhoun says he didn't see it. Calhoun leaves the ring as the Nightmares plead their case. Now we go on to our next match, having all the tag teams now out of there and all of that bluster going on. We go back to a basic squash match with Moondog Spike facing off against Brooklyn Brawler. And Spike gets the win in a time of 1 minute, 1 second. Nothing really interesting in that match. After Spike and Brawler leave the ring, Wildcard comes down to the entrance ramp and sits down. He tries to do his own version of CM Punk's pipe bomb speech, but he really just sounds like a toddler throwing a tantrum. While I've never actually seen Punk's epic moment, because it was after the day wrestling died, I understand its iconic status in WWE history. Wildcard talks about having been benched by Eddie Gilbert and Danny Davis because they can't figure out what to do with him outside his very successful tag team with Too Cold Scorpio. Wildcard goes on to speak about different gimmicks that had been suggested in a conversation with Gilbert and Davis. He complains about how horrible they are. He calls me out so that I can give him a bit of justice against the other two bookers. I refuse to engage with him. Unfortunately, Jeff Farmer is a wrestler who has decent skills, but all of his gimmicks are all based on someone else's gimmicks. Before he was NWO Sting, his Cobra gimmick was in response to Sergeant Craig Pittman's Marine career. He started off his wrestling career as Lightning of the Thunder and Lightning tag team in Florida. He simply doesn't have anything that helps him stand out by himself. When he gets no reaction, except for boos from the fans, he gets up and exclaims that he quits. There's nothing anyone can do right now to bring him back. Wildcard storms back to the dressing room area. All right, so Wildcard put an ultimatum out there and nobody cared. Well, we'll have to see if he actually makes it out of the building. But we go. Johnny B. Badd versus Sigmund now. And they have a good match. Badd tries to end it quickly with the Tutti Frutti, but Sigmund ducks it. Sigmund takes control of the match from that point, gets the pin after the Vegas Stakes in a time of 3 minutes 54 seconds. Backstage, Mark Lawrence tries to catch up with Scorpio on Wildcard. Scorpio is trying to get him to reconsider his choice, but Wildcard shoves him into the wall. Wildcard grabs Scorpio's arm and whips him into the double doors leading to the stairs. Going through the doors, Wildcard slams Scorpio's head against the rail and tosses him down the stairs. Mark tries to get a word from Wildcard, but the only thing Wildcard will say is, "The same will happen to you if you don't get out of my way." Mark moves, and Wildcard continues heading towards the parking lot. Next match is the gauntlet match. Curtis Thompson versus Stevie Ray. Some of these gauntlet stops for Curtis Thompson seem to take forever. Even though he is still in the early stages, this is the second time he's had to go a third time against the same opponent. Stevie Ray is ready to be done with this speed bump because he wants to focus on the American Tag Team titles. Curtis and Stevie Ray have a great match. Stevie gets a little too cocky with his breakdancing. As he spins to his feet, Curtis rolls him up from behind for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 28 seconds. Your winner, advancing on to his next opponent, is Curtis Thompson. Stevie Ray is not too thrilled with having lost, but he is glad that he doesn't have to face Curtis Thompson again next week. Speaking of the American Tag Team Champions, one half of them, Farouk, is in a match against Devon Storm. And Farouk destroys Devon in a drawn-out squash match. Farouk takes his time dismantling him, finally pinning him after 4 minutes, 28 seconds. After the match, Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp rush the ring. Farouk looks at him, but they point to Devon. Farouk shrugs and leaves the ring. Sharp and Kendall double-team Devon, finishing him off with a spike pile driver. Kendall picks Devon up in a fireman's carry and leaves the ring. He stalks up the aisle as Sharp gets ready for his next match. Kendall drills Devon on the concrete floor at the bottom of the entrance ramp with a Death Valley driver. Randy Anderson runs out and separates Kendall and Devon before any more damage can be done. Kendall shrugs and walks back to the dressing room. This beef between Hot Stuff and Hyatt International and Devon Storm has got to be reaching a boiling point in the near future. But at the moment, Devon Storm is being carried back to the dressing room after the vicious attack by Kendall Windham and Iron Mike Sharp, who is, well, Sharp at least, is standing in the middle of the ring waiting for Moondog Spot to come out. And Paul Jones comes down to the ring with both Moondogs. Sharp and Missy look a bit worried about the two-on-one, and for good reason. Spot continually throws Sharp out of the ring to Spike. While Tommy Young is distracted by Spot, Spike nails Sharp with the bone and rolls him back into the ring. After the fourth time, Jones tells Spot to pin him, and Spot gets the pin in a time of 2 minutes, 43 seconds. Missy is irate over the travesty of the whole match. She grabs the microphone and calls Eddie out to the ring. The Moondogs and Jones make their way back to the dressing room. Eddie comes out to the ring. Missy starts to throw a hissy fit with him about how horrible that match was. She wants a match between the Moondogs and Sharp and Windham as soon as possible. Eddie says he will do everything he can to have that match set up soon. They leave the ring and head back to the dressing room. Now, in this feud over the American Tag Team titles, we have the latest chapter, Booker T facing off against Bradshaw. And this is a brawl for the ages. Both men show off their power and their technical skill. Booker T gets the pin after the bookend in a time of 12 minutes, 39 seconds. Speaking of another match for the ages, Trevor Murdoch faces off against the living legend Larry Zbysko. This would have been a great main event in the AWA. And Murdoch and Zbysko give a great show of what territory area wrestling was really like. Both men have great moments, but Zbysko sidesteps a top rope bulldog and locks in the Larry Land Dreamer for the submission victory in a time of 16 minutes, 56 seconds. All of this has led up to the American Heavyweight title match. Our main event tonight, Dundee challenges for the American Heavyweight title one last time. Savage is unhappy about having to defend the title against him again. Before the match, both men do promos backstage. Lance Russell gets to speak with Dundee, Mark Lawrence with Savage. Both men guarantee victory and to hold the American Heavyweight title with pride. Dundee is heading to the entrance ramp when he is attacked from behind by Chris Adams. Dundee escapes from Adams after a minute of brawling. Dundee staggers onto the entrance ramp. He has a hard time walking straight. Adams tackles him from behind again. Adams and Dundee brawl in the aisle until they are attacked by Savage. The three brawl until security separates them. Randy Anderson escorts Dundee down to the ring for the match. Tommy Young and Nick Patrick escort Adams back to the dressing room. Savage picks up the American Heavyweight title belt and heads to the ring with Jerry Calhoun. Calhoun leaves the ringside area as Savage climbs the ring steps. Savage and Dundee have a good match. Dundee is busted open very early in the match. Savage takes advantage of it in the match. Dundee backdrops Savage over the top rope behind Anderson's back. Dundee climbs out of the ring and grabs a chair, but Anderson grabs it from him. Savage sends Dundee into the guardrail with a hip toss before rolling him back into the ring. Savage plays to the crowd. Chris Adams rushes the ring again and slides into the ring behind Randy Anderson's back. Dundee gets to his feet and Adams drops him with a super kick. Adam leaves the ring. Savage climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with the flying elbow drop for the pin in a time of 20 minutes, 35 seconds. Your winner and still American Heavyweight Champion, Macho Man Randy Savage, with a major assist by Gentleman Chris Adams. What's going on there? We're going to have to find out next week, because we're at the end of the program now. So until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, listening to your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.